Hello and welcome to the Amateur Austenite. My name is Frances Duncan. I am an author and the founder of the Jane Austen Society of New Zealand. Today I'm going to talk about episode 9 of The Courtship. No time has passed for you, but it's been 2 weeks since I've delved back into this because I've been sick. My voice may sound a little funny actually. I'm really looking forward to getting back into it and seeing what they're up to. I really feel for Miss Remy. The two guys that she's most into, Mr. Chapman and Mr. Bokekio, both are unsure whether they'll be ready for a relationship at the end of the show, and she talks to both of them about it during this episode. Miss Remy's family raised some legitimate concerns about Mr. Chapman, and she says she's starting to fall in love with him. Mr. Chapman admits to the guys, when Mr. Nazir is trying to stir trouble, that he's not sure if he will be ready to propose or say that he loves Miss Remy if he is there at the end. This week, the main event is a festival of strength. I'm waiting to see how long it takes before they start removing their shirts. The winner gets time alone with Miss Remy. The men turn up wearing shirts, but they remove them very quickly. I am not surprised. The whole thing is just a setup for the cameras and Miss Remy to drool over the half-naked men. Even the other guys and the parents are perving at Mr. Hunter's perfect abs. Despite Mr. Hunter's impressive abs, he does not win. He even struggles at the first round. He does end up in the final two, but he doesn't quite make it. The first event, the guys have to pick up what they're referring to as Atlas's ball, and Mr. Judge, who you may remember is trained as a wrestling coach, just goes ahead and picks it up relatively easily while everybody else struggles. For the second task, they have to hold big concrete blocks above their head, and somehow Mr. Nazir beats Mr. Chapman. Almost as surprising as Mr. Cohn's beating Mr. Hunter in the previous one. Somehow, inexplicably, Mr. Cones, who didn't expect to get past the first round, got past the first round, and then managed to beat Mr. Judge in the second round, where Mr. Judge had barely broken a sweat in the first round. He was too busy showboating in the second to do a good job. The final showdown is between Mr. Hunter and Mr. Nazir. Mr. Nazir kind of came out of nowhere. He's smaller built, but he seems to have a lot of strength, and he's not just a pretty face. During their alone time, Miss Remy continues to make gooey eyes at Mr. Nazir, so he has to kiss her. And then he throws Mr. Chapman under the bus for his earlier comments about not being sure if he was ready to make a commitment at the end of the show. After the individual time, Mr. Hunter seeks out Miss Remy to speak with her. Miss Remy tells him he was on the final dance card the previous night because he hasn't been open and vulnerable, which admittedly has got to be hard when there's a whole bunch of other people also dating the same person you are, and not collaboratively, but as a competition. Mr. Bokekio gets an individual date, which is hilariously supposed to be some sort of Regency spa. And Miss Remy has specifically asked him on this date to call him out on the fact that he said at the ball, when Mr. Nazir turned up, that he would propose, and previously he'd said he wouldn't, and again this time he says he wouldn't. They get into the same bath but manage to keep some level of decorum because Miss Remy retains her underdress. Miss Remy goes over to the boys' apartments to speak to Mr. Chapman about what Mr. Nazir said. He admits to being scared shitless about commitment, but also that he is falling in love with her. I wonder if maybe part of falling in love is being scared. He tells her he doesn't think that he can give her the life that she wants, and at this point she's crying and saying that she's stupid. To his credit, he's crying too, just not as openly as Miss Remy, who ends up crying in the hallway, captured by the cameras. Then she returns to her sister and friend. It's no surprise that Mr. Chapman is on the final dance card. Joining him are Mr. Cones and Mr. Hunter. Mr. Cones gets her to laugh, then gets a hug and is allowed to stay. Mr. Hunter's inability to open up sends him home. So it turns out Miss Remy thought that Mr. Chapman left after their talk, but she's so relieved he's still there, and he admits that he had thought of running, but he needs to grow the fuck up and that he's all in. She wants him to stay, and Mr. Nazir is kind of pissed that his throwing Mr. Chapman under the bus didn't work. So there are 5 suitors remaining, but it's really clear that Mr. Chapman and Mr. Bokekio are ahead of the pack. We haven't really seen much of Mr. Collins for a while. Mr. Nazir seems to be there just to cause trouble. Mr. Judge is hot and lovely, but he doesn't seem to have the connection with Miss Remy, or she doesn't appear as infatuated with him as she is with the others. The show at least has become aware that it's got nothing to do with Jane Austen, the host making jokes about how Jane Austen had strength competitions in her novels. And that is my summary of episode 9 of The Courtship. My name is Frances Duncan. You can find me at francesduncanwrites.com and on Twitter at Frances_Duncan. Thank you for listening, and I wish you happy watching.